And hello, CBQ Legacy fans. It's Evil Jeff here. I'm here all by myself. Brett can't be here today. Unfortunately, he is having some overdue needed plastic surgery. That's right, he is having a vaginal rejuvenation. I'm just kidding, he has a work thing going on. And since he's not here, I can't do this by myself. But luckily, we have a special treat for you. That's right, we're going into the vaults, and we're going to play an old CBQ episode. A dazzled and confused episode, actually. Yes, that's right. For a while, CBQ was having guest star Dazzler do her own show called Dazzled and Confused. It was back in 2011. Remember when there was a thing called X-Nation and the X-Men lived on an island off the coast of San Francisco? Kitty Pryde just got back from her bullet, and it was right before the schism where Wolverine left to form his own X-Men team back in New York. Oh, such good times. Let's reminisce back, where Dazzled has her special guest, Emma Frost.
It's Dazzler and Confused. It's Dazzler. She's magic. She's fashion. She's super. It's Dazzler. It's Dazzler. It's Dazzler and Confused. It's Dazzler. It's Dazzler. It's Dazzler.
Oh my God. Hey, everybody. Hey, it's me, Dazzler. What's up, Sparkle Butts? It's me, Dazzler, and welcome to another episode of Dazzler and Confused. I'm your host, Dazzler, and we've got a fucking amazing episode today. It's going to be amazing because I finally got this bitch to come down because I had to get her. She happened to be shopping, so it made her come down, but she came to my show. It's the one, the only Miss Emma Frost. Oh my God.
Oh, hello, Allison.
Actually, this show is called Dazzler and Confused, so I'd appreciate if you called me Dazzler.
We're still using Dazzler, right? We're still using that as your superhero name.
Yes, we are using Dazzler.
Wonderful.
My name has been Dazzler the entire time.
I know that, dear.
I know. Why? What do you think my name should be?
I have so many. Do you have 5 hours? Because I have 5 hours worth of names about you.
All right. You know what? When we're here, I know you're like, whatever, the leader. I'm doing air quotes for you podcasters that can't see that. You're the leader of the X-Men. But here in this sound booth, I'm the leader. So this is, you have to respect me, all right?
I find those air quotes ludicrous. Almost as ludicrous as I find the concept of respecting you, my dear.
You know what I think your problem is? I don't think you're drunk enough.
This is true. I actually am suffering from a vicious hangover. I did not have time to stop for my morning gin. For some reason, I wanted to be punctual for this.
Well, wow. That actually shows me some respect. I like that. I like that a lot. You like me. You really like me. I'm practicing my Oscar acceptance speech. I've been memorizing other speeches because I got a part in a movie, and it's called Busty the Vampire Disintegrator.
No, it is not.
No, yes, it is. It's really great. It's, I play this, it's classy. No, it's classy. So I play this stripper, and I get breast implants, but instead of saline, they're filled with holy water. So when the vampire apocalypse happens, my boobs are like total vampire repellent. You know? It's pretty.
Allison,
I mean, that's smart. Yeah.
Allison,
Yes.
I don't want you to mistake this for anything close to a genuine friendship. But I have
All
never
right.
felt closer to you in our career together.
That Shut up.
Actually sounds wonderful.
Wow. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to mix you a cocktail just for saying that. Just
Thank
for
you,
saying
dear.
That. Because you know what? I'm smelling, I just don't want to jinx it, but I'm smelling an Oscar because, Jesus Christ, I fought vampires. I fought vampires in San Francisco with you,
mm-hmm.
with Emma, and
mm-hmm.
you got a great tan from it.
Oh, I wouldn't say great so much as unfortunate.
What are you talking about? A tan is a tan.
Mm,
a tan's a fucking tan.
Scott likes all or nothing, truthfully. Either all white or all bronzed.
Oh, so he doesn't like a tan line. That turns
him off. No, he gets vulgar, abusive, and weird.
Oh, well, maybe that's just because, maybe that's because he's fucking rogue.
What?
Yeah, didn't you hear it? Well, obviously you don't listen to the podcast because the last podcast, Rogue was on it, and she was saying that Scott has been hitting on her constantly. Mm.
Yeah, you know what? After hearing something like that, I can truthfully say that I don't give a crap of a shit.
I don't believe you. Here, here.
Not just... a crap of a shit.
All right, here is... All right, it's some Bombay and some Absolute and some Captain Jack is everything I had, and I just mixed it all together.
Honestly, this is like water to me, but thank you.
All right, just drink the swill and fucking lighten up.
Ah, for your kindness, dear, here is a fond memory of kissing a boy in a swamp underneath a roller coaster. His name was Bobby. You sucked on a churro. Then you sucked on his churro. And you enjoyed it. There you are, dear.
I did enjoy it. Wait, I don't know. Wait, is that... Did you just implant someone else's memory in my brain?
That one was on the house. That one was on Auntie Emma. On the house, dear.
But, wait a minute. But now in the memory, now that I'm remembering it, you have me wearing... What do you have me wearing? That's hor... It's a poncho?
Yes, I have you wearing a... Pittsburgh Steelers poncho.
That is horrible. I look ridiculous. Wait, does he slap me at the end of it and throw me his loose change?
Yes, you know, you can take the girl out of the Hellfire Club, but yada yada.
I don't want that memory. Oh, fuck.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know what? Maybe you should just be diamond form for the rest of the episode. How about that?
I think that's a fine idea. Watch this, dear. Bling! There you are.
Nice. That's nice. You're
Feel free to shine some light upon me. It will reflect in marvelous, wondrous, even perverted ways.
Well, look, I do have a disco ball. Let me press this button and get it spinning. Woo! Let me put some music on. Woo! Yeah!
Dear, my dear, my stupid, stupid
Stop
dear.
It. What?
The disco ball is clashing with my skin. Could you please remove the disco ball?
But it's like connected to the ceiling.
Remove the disco ball.
All right. I will get it removed. Why?
And
you know what?
My goblet is quite empty, and I would like it refilled with a clear liquid. Of the alcoholic nature.
You just shotgunned that.
I will do that to anything you put in a glass.
Well,
I will also do that to any cock that is waved in my face.
Well, I fucking believe that. Jesus Christ. Fucking whore. I mean, that's what you did. You slept your way to the top in the Hellfire Club, and then you slept your way to the top of the X-Men.
The only penis that I've secured my vagina upon is Scott's.
Oh, please. Please. I don't
Don't
that
please
for a
me,
minute.
Dear. Oral and anal do not count.
All right. You know what? Speaking of getting on a penis, I do have a new single coming out called Hop On It. And it's going to be like a dance move.
Oh, what a
move.
Coincidence.
Yeah. It's
really?
Going to be coming out. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And here I am talking about hopping upon cock, and you've got a... That's ludicrous. Did I subconsciously plant that in your head?
Wait a minute. Wait, let me go look at the real... God, fuck you, Emma! You fucking bitch! I don't believe you! That was... Fuck, well, you know, maybe that is a good idea. I guess I could still record it.
Quite.
Fuck.
Oh.
God.
Oh, I didn't mean it to have that byproduct. Oh, that worked out well for you. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right, well...
You're welcome, fuck you. That sounded better. Fuck you. Fuck you, too.
Fine, okay, yeah, fine. Fuck me.
Pop-tart.
Oh, I'm a Pop-Tart. Is that one of the names? Is that one of the names that you were going to give me instead of Dazzler?
That is what me and the Pride Girl call you behind your back.
Oh, you think I give a shit about Kitty? Well, let me tell you something, all right? Guess who was there the night that she actually first met the X-Men and had to escape from you? Me. I was there. I was there to help save her.
That is right. I knew you sounded familiar.
What the fuck are you... Emma, don't even pretend like you didn't know that. How dare you?
Oh, I did know that. I keep forgetting.
Stop it. No, nobody fucking forgets Dazzler, all right? Nobody. Mm. Nobody.
The only two people who have ever forgotten Dazzler, dear, are me and America.
All right, you know what? I said it again. I'm the fucking leader here. All right? I want some respect. And fine, you know what? Fine then. I'm such the bad guy, and you hate me. I was crushing up some Klonopin with a little bit of oxycodone. And I was about to do some lines of it, and guess what? Guess what? You're out. You're out of the group.
Oh, but that's what I call a winter salad.
Well, are you going to be nice to me?
Yes, I promise, dear.
Okay, well, here, I only have a dollar bill, is that okay?
Blasphemous trash! Yes, that's fine.
All right, okay. Now just I put two lines out, we each get one.
Okay, may I do mine first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, if I accidentally snort your line too, just know that it was a pure accident, dear.
Emma, do not snort my line.
I won't.
Emma, don't do it. Don't. All right. Okay, hand me the... Emma, hand it to me.
I got a little bit of yours. I think I got like an eighth of yours.
Fuck you. God damn it.
Oh my God, I am fucked up out of my telepathic gorgeous brain.
Hand me the dollar bill. Jesus Christ. I'm going here.
Actually, I have, silly me, I have a diamond encrusted gold tampon applicator. I've already applied the tampon, so it's hollow enough to use.
All right, wait, did that touch your vagina at any part?
Yes, but I was in diamond form.
All right, just give me the fucking, just give it to me.
You would not believe how tight my pussy gets when I turn to diamond.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I mean, have you... I mean, I'm sure you probably have, like, maybe you chopped Cyclops' dick off, for all I know. And yoink! Got the... Thank you for the straw or tampon applicator.
Very well done, dear. Good psychic warfare.
All right. There's nothing there. Did you put a suggestion in my head that I actually thought that there was something still there?
Yes, dear.
God, fuck you, Emma. You fucking did both lines. Fuck you.
You know, I actually did all of your cocaine and your OxyContin and cantaloupe mashed up together. I actually did it an hour ago.
What?
Yeah, the whole thing has been, it's what we call a long con.
So this has all just been in my head.
I don't know, dear.
What
has
the fuck? Ugh. God damn it. I swear to God, that is it. I'm putting my fingers up. I'm going to shoot a fucking photon laser right in your flaw. And you're going to fucking shatter like a fucking plate of glass falling out a window. I'm sorry, that metaphor wasn't very good.
You and what aim?
Oh, I have really good aim.
I've been on the battlefield with you, dear.
Yes,
try another one.
Betsy's face. Hello, bullseye.
That actually, well, you know, I did, you know, Anole thinks that was an anomaly. I agree.
Anole. Anole's just pissed off because I didn't invite him back after fucking last episode. Last episode, he fucking tried to tongue bath Luke Cage. It was embarrassing.
Gay as a $3,000 bill, am I right?
Wait, who, Luke Cage or Anole?
You tell me, dear.
Well, you know what? After that, I don't know. Luke Cage, he said he was married to Jewel. And he said
the singer.
That's what I thought. That Snaggletooth fucking kind. I mean, whatever. But apparently it was somebody else named Jewel. And I don't get it. But he was pissed off. And he said what? I was racist. He said I was racist. Can you believe
you
that?
You are cripplingly racist, my dear.
Cripplingly. My racism cripples people, is
it
what you're
cripples
saying.
Any hope that anyone around you has to learn or grow or achieve anything close to resembling true humanity or intelligence or emotional health or physical hygiene.
Did you realize that there's like a glittery liquid coming out of your nose?
That is from snorting all of your ground up pills.
So is that like your diamond form nosebleed? Is that
yes.
what that is?
Yes, I bleed Crystal Pepsi when I'm in diamond form.
Wow. It's like literally crystal. Is it taste like Crystal Pepsi or is it like literally Crystal Pepsi? Like if you analyzed it in a lab?
You know, if I've tasted any blood that has came out of my body, my beautiful, beautiful $27 billion body, I would have been too drunk to remember enough to answer that ludicrous question.
All right, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I have been hanging out in Chinatown. Wonderful sake. Wonderful people.
All right, anyway, let's get to the next segment. Fashion.
Fashion, something I know a lot about. That, vodka, shame, and men.
Yeah! It's a Lady Gaga song. Yeah. All right, let me stop it.
I have never been more turned on by a song in all my life. That could be the drugs and the incessant amount of gin talking.
Oh, Emma, I mean, this is where you're gonna shine. This is where you're gonna shine. And I have a feeling I'm gonna feel really good about myself by the end of this segment. So...
Oh, that was truly...
All right. Okay. So, Emma, what is your favorite fashion this week?
My favorite fashion is the Future Foundation's silly white costumes. They're silly in the most fabulous of ways, is of course how I mean that.
Oh my fucking God.
Ever since Johnny Storm left the group, they have been...
He didn't leave the group, he died. He's dead.
I apologize for that.
Did you sleep with him? Did you ever get a piece of that? Because I didn't.
Probably. Ever since he decided to quit the team, they have taken a leap into the fabulous zone.
Yeah, they took a leap into...
They have chosen to don the most fabulous color of them all. I'm talking, of course, about brilliant white. They teamed up with some sort of bug man, and he looks wonderful in his ensemble. As do Benjamin Grimm, Reed Richards, and the semi-fabulous blonde woman.
Why are you acting like you're reading it from a teleprompter?
Susan.
Like, what? Are you auditioning for, like, are you auditioning for E! Entertainment? Like, what the fuck is going on? What are you trying to prove?
What have you heard? Specifically about E.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Emma, so just drop it. It's not going to happen, all right? We know why it's not going to fucking happen? Because their outfits are on my worst dressed list. They are horrible, and they are a travesty. A fucking travesty.
You are a treacherous, scandalous, cotton-clad poor.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? No, no, let's start about it. White, you do not wear white after Labor Day. And you, little miss, oh, I'm the white queen. I do tons of coke. So I'm just going to fucking wear the white all the time. Yeah, we get it. And it's horrible. And everybody thinks it's embarrassing. And then lo and behold, the Fantastic Four suddenly all start showing up in white. Like, Spider-Man looks fucking insane. It was cool when he had his all-black outfit. The all-white outfit, he just looks like a fucking pansy. And I have you busted, you bitch, because I know that you you went to Reed Richards' place in New York.
I've never been.
You said you were going to New York. Yes, you did.
I was going to Bryant Park Fashion Week. They demand me there.
Fashion Week, uh-huh. And I heard that you got kicked out of Fashion Week for playing mental games on the runway people. Yeah, oh, and look at that. Remember when you fucking put a lot of little voices in my head to make me really super extra racist against Jewish people?
Yes, I do. That was awful.
Yeah, it was super funny. And then a Mr. John Galliano from Dior suddenly is doing the same thing.
Oh my God. I thought about doing that to him. I didn't do it. I thought about doing it, but I had taken a lot of vodka and a lot of cocaine and a lot of benzoid. Whatever that does. I guess I might have, like, subconsciously made him do that. Because I hate his hair and his face.
All right, can you just give me...
And his design.
Can you just give me a quick rundown of everything that you are on right now? Everything.
Fine. You want a quick rundown of everything I'm on right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make this quick. I'll be short with it. I'll give you the abridged version, dear. Okay, water pills, vodka, gin, whiskey, scotch, pineapple schnapps, fabulous amounts of marijuana, heroin, cocaine, tab, Diet Coke, coffee, Ritalin, Visine, Scrabble Tiles, Moose Blood, oh, of course, the Klonopin, the Oxycodone, whatever was left on my mortar and my pestle, whatever residue mixed in with that stuff. The Benzoid, of course, the Benzoid. Liquid acid.
You're on liquid acid right now. You're tripping.
A wee bit, fish oil, well, I'm just generally high on life. Oh, I'm also high on wine, some sort of dark beer, John Coltrane, vinyl, my memories of Christian, the sound of maybe one day having a daughter, Esme's dying screams, and I had some carrot juice earlier, which had a wee bit of tequila in it.
Wow, you know what, Emma? That's kind of fucking impressive. I don't even know how you're standing. I don't get it. I mean, I thought I was fucking hardcore. I've just been kind of sniffing I've just been doing whippets earlier, and then I was just huffing some glue earlier, and then I was going to do the Klonopin before you fucking did it all. But wow.
That was a mistake, dear. That was an accident.
You're right. What? Damn it! You fucking stop! Get out of my fucking head! Get out
Never.
Of my fucking head! You know,
gladly.
Whatever. No. Listen here, bitch. I was talking to Kitty the other day, and she fucking was like, "Oh, I speak Chinese," and I was like, "How the fuck do you speak Chinese?" She's like, "Oh, Emma put it in my head," and so you put all this shit in my head, and Kitty gets to and she gets to fucking speak Chinese. I want a fucking language. I want to learn to speak a language.
Fine, just because I'm incredibly stoned, what language would you like?
I don't know. Surprise me. Give me something good.
Well, dear, I'm going to give you the language that I know is impossible forever for you.
Bring it on.
That is impossible for you to ever attain naturally. Proper English, my dear.
No! Ow! Hello. I want to go rent a flat. I live in a flat and eat crisps. But I don't need to know that. You put English. You put British in me. That's what you gave me. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that a crisp is a fucking potato chip. Shit, I don't want that in my brain. Fuck them. Fuck. What? Ow. 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 Damn it. God damn it. And then there's...
I am enjoying this so much, dear.
Ow.
So
shit.
Much.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to give you memories of slogging an entire soccer team while they were covered in beer.
Oh, no. Just as like, no, not the North Korean team. Ew. Oh. Oh, gross. Oh. I would never do that position. Oh, fuck. Oh,
now
stop it. Stop it.
Yes,
I gave you so many fucking drugs.
Now.
No, that is it. That
they're
is
all
it.
Doing it to you at once now.
No. Oh,
yes, that is what you think it is. Oh, disgusting.
Ew, ew, ew. No, I am not one of the girls and two girls in a cup, you fucking bitch. That is not my thing. Oh!
Are you sure, dear?
Yep.
Are you sure?
You are a
maybe
fucking bitch.
You were the cop.
Oh, that is it. That is it. All right, Dazzler, get out of here. I am ending the podcast. This is fucked up. Thank you for listening to Dazzler and Confused.
Thank you.
I'm going to have another episode with some...
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to fuck you with Doc Sampson because I need some fucking therapy now.
Bye-bye.
It's Dazzler, it's Dazzler, it's Dazzler, it's Dazzler and Confused. The show, it's over, it's Dazzler, I'm Dazzler, it's Dazzler, it's over. The show is over now. Hey, yeah!
Dazzler and Confused is brought to you by CBQ.